Love doesn't always arrive at convenient times or in socially acceptable packages. In Older, we witness the magnetic pull between 17-year-old Hallie and 34-year-old Reed, a connection that defies age boundaries yet feels undeniably authentic. Their story unfolds against the nostalgic backdrop of 1990s America, where Oasis plays on car radios and video rental stores still exist. What begins as a chance encounter at a lake, Hallie standing in the water, Reed on shore, becomes a powerful exploration of how genuine connection can form despite society's boundaries. Their symbolic positioning in that first meeting, separated by the shoreline, foreshadows the obstacles they'll face. Yet something profound passes between them, something that will challenge everything they thought they knew about love, timing, and what it means to truly see another person. What draws Hallie and Reed together runs deeper than physical attraction. It's a recognition of shared wounds. Hallie's childhood has been defined by violence, her father's belt across her back from minor infractions, her mother perpetually unconscious in a gin-soaked haze. By 17, she believes that love is nothing but a building block for collapse. Reed carries scars from his work as a paramedic, witnessing humanity's darkest moments. Now running a self-defense studio, he's transformed his trauma into protection for others, especially his teenage daughter, Tara. When Hallie becomes best friends with Tara and moves in with her and her mother after escaping her abusive home, Reed struggles with an attraction that feels both wrong and inevitable. During self-defense training, their connection deepens. After Hallie successfully defends herself during a test, Reed places her hand over her racing heart. "Feel that?" he asks. "Fear," she whispers. "No, power." In these moments, they begin to heal each other unexpectedly. This story compellingly explores the ethical complexities in their relationship. Reed juggles multiple roles: instructor, mentor, family friend, creating a web of social obligations he takes seriously. Despite mutual attraction, he maintains professional boundaries, conscious of the power dynamics. Their connection grows through seemingly ordinary moments: roller skating, photography discussions, and late-night conversations about art and fear. Reed teaches Hallie to live through fear, not in it, helping her transform trauma into strength, while she helps him rediscover joy after years of rigid self-control. When boundaries shift, everyone in their circle feels the impact. Reed's daughter Tara's discovery prompts difficult conversations about consent, power, and genuine love. During one confrontation, Hallie articulates their paradox. "You taught me to protect myself, but you're the one I feel safest with." The story offers no simple judgments about their connection. Instead, it presents the messy reality of human relationships, how love sometimes develops in complicated ways that force difficult choices. What matters isn't the absence of complications, but how those involved navigate them with honesty and respect. When Tara discovers their relationship, Reed makes a devastating choice. He lies, claiming he manipulated Hallie's feelings to keep her in my bed. This self-sacrifice, designed to preserve Hallie's friendship with Tara, destroys his reputation and relationship with his daughter. Hallie moves to Charleston to pursue photography, while Reed stays behind, attempting reconciliation with a daughter who now views him with disgust. In their final conversation, Reed confesses his love while acknowledging reality. "You're 19 and I'm 36. I can't marry you. I'm not having any more babies." Their separation stretches into years of careful distance, marked only by necessary professional emails. Hallie describes living with their separation as living with a phantom limb, a constant awareness of absence that never heals. She searches for Reed's features in every crowd, drafting emails she'll never send. Reed's attempts to move on prove equally futile. Subsequent relationships fall short of what they shared. Have you ever felt that kind of absence? The way someone's non-presence can feel more tangible than the people physically surrounding you? Reconciliation begins with Tara, whose journey from anger to understanding forms the emotional core of their resolution. After 2 years of estrangement, she discovers Hallie's scrapbook of meaningful moments, One photograph stops her cold, Reed looking at Hallie with such raw love that it challenges her assumptions. The caption simply reads, "He sees me." Through conversations with her mother, Whitney, Tara begins to distinguish between her friend's experience with a predatory teacher and what exists between Reed and Hallie, a relationship built on mutual respect. Forgiveness isn't about them, Whitney explains. It's about you. It's about releasing yourself from the burden of anger. This wisdom becomes Tara's catalyst. She leaves that photograph at Reed's door with her own note. "I see it too, Dad." Three words bridging years of silence. Reed's move to Charleston marks an emotional homecoming. He finds Hallie where their story began, standing ankle-deep in water, her camera forgotten. "She understands this is real," Reed tells Hallie, sharing Tara's blessing. "She doesn't want to be the forever wedge between us." The 12-year age gap between Reed and Hallie initially seems insurmountable, representing different life stages, cultural references, and power imbalances. Yet time becomes the story's catalyst, allowing Hallie to develop her artistic voice while enabling Reed to see her as an equal. Photography serves as a powerful metaphor throughout their journey. Hallie's medium reflects time's passage, capturing life's fleeting blips and our desire to preserve moments. When Reed begins taking photos during their separation, it creates connection. "It keeps you close," he explains, "like you're right there with me." Music weaves through their narrative like an invisible thread. Oasis's "Wonderwall" emerges as their theme song, first playing during a chance encounter and later hummed as they dance in the moonlit ocean during reunion. The lyrics about salvation mirror how they view each other as the ones who saved them. Reed's gift of the Oasis CD with handwritten notes becomes a tangible symbol of their connection, a secret language spoken through music and memory. This story explores the courage needed to pursue happiness despite social judgment and familial disapproval. Reed and Hallie must decide if their love justifies potential strain on other relationships, particularly Reed's bond with his daughter. The epilogue reveals their 2000 beach wedding where they first connected. Their family grows when they adopt twins, and together they build thriving training studios and a photography business, their creative partnership matching their personal one. Years later, when their adopted son asks about their love story, Hallie and Reed share a look that communicates everything: their complex past, joyful present, and the peace found in their truth. "I'll tell you when you're older," Hallie answers, acknowledging both their history and the beautiful life they've built. Their story showcases the power of being truly seen. For Hallie, whose childhood was defined by invisibility, Reed's recognition of her strength is revolutionary. Similarly, Reed finds someone who understands his protective instincts without being diminished by them. Their journey reveals how profound connections form in unexpected places, challenging our assumptions about love and whether we have the courage to recognize it when it transcends boundaries.